Welcome to The Ground Truth, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by ExtraHop, a cyber analytics and security provider specializing in cloud-native network detection and response for hybrid enterprises. To learn more about ExtraHop, visit extrahop.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Here with me today is Mark Bowling, VP of Security Response Services at ExtraHop. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you very much, Hillary. It's great to be here.
So, Mark, you come from a 30-year career in cybersecurity and intelligence, including time at the FBI and Department of Education. What lessons can you share from your time in the public sector that you think would benefit security leaders in the private sector?
Well, Hillary, first, thank you so much for having me on the show. It is both a privilege to represent ExtraHop here on this broadcast, and likewise, personally, for me, it's a pleasure to be here. I love cybersecurity. It's a vocation, a mission, and a passion for me. To answer your question directly, there are several lessons that I have learned from my time in public service. The first one is to respect and know your frameworks. So each industry has their own frameworks. Electrical power utilities have what's called NERC SIP. Healthcare has HIPAA. Financial services have FINRA. The government has a couple, one for the classified side, one for the unclassified. They have FIPS, and then they have DIACAP. It is those frameworks that help you understand your focus as an executive, as a cybersecurity leader, and then at the lowest level as a cybersecurity practitioner. Some, like HIPAA, are compliance-driven, while others, such as NIST and the Center for Internet Security Top 20 Critical Security Controls, those are technology-driven. So number one for me is to know your relevant framework or frameworks. The second is to understand what the controls mean. The NIST Cybersecurity Framework, and NIST stands for National Institute of Standards and Testing, but they have a cybersecurity framework, the CSF, and then ISO, International Standards Organization, has 27,110. That's one of their standards. And the Center for Internet Security have all published controls. But each of those controls performs a specific function within a larger family. Those families of those control functions are identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover. As an FBI inspector and as a member of the Office of the Inspector General for the Department of Education, we discussed three specific types of auditing controls, which were preventive controls, detective controls, and corrective controls. Now, I could talk all day long about the NIST CSF, its five controls, and the three types of audit controls. But what I want your listeners to know is that you need to understand what you are trying to accomplish by implementing those controls. The third lesson is the value of knowledge and intelligence. In some ways, I operated as an intelligence officer. The intelligence community employs what is called the intelligence cycle to process raw information and data into intelligence. And then that intelligence brings value, decision-making value, policy value to a nation. Powerful and impressive tools that monitor networks such as ExtraHop collect an enormous amount of data and process that data into tangible information. That information, when it has use, becomes knowledge. And that knowledge and intelligence is what enables and empowers our customers to respond and react. It brings monumental visibility. But rather than overwhelming the users with raw data and a bunch of background noise, it provides context, and that context enables our users to make their best possible decisions. And because of this, a tool such as ExtraHop provides the network detection that is part of the what we call NDR, network detection and response. And NDR provides tremendous value to its users. Finally, the most important lesson that I learned as a special agent and in the military was the value of preparation. The cybersecurity landscape is, in many ways, a battlefield. When equipped with knowledge and intelligence, preparation then becomes the key to victory. You know your adversary, but you still have to prepare to defeat your adversary. So preparation is the key to victory. Preparation fosters greater visibility. It fosters more effective security response, and it fosters what I call a more comprehensive risk management strategy that saves both time and money for an enterprise. This is where the response portion of NDR, network and detection and response, becomes so important. NDR isn't just detection. NDR empowers the effectiveness of an institution's response by directly equipping the NDR user for the most vigorous, intelligence-driven response possible.
I'm glad that you are mentioning NDR, because you recently joined ExtraHop, and NDR is your specialty at ExtraHop for network detection and response, as you said. And I'm curious why you think, Mark, NDR is a mission-critical solution for security. I feel like you kind of touched upon that, but if you could expand upon that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a great question. You use the term NDR as a mission-critical solution. And let me tell you why it's a solution. Because it helps to solve multiple threat scenarios. And let me explain why. If you look at the controls I previously mentioned from NIST, NDR directly impacts four of them, and in fact, indirectly contributes to the last one. And let me describe how, okay? Armed with the knowledge that NDR provides, it allows you to comprehensively identify all the systems and critical data stores on your system. So now you've taken the identity or the identification step of the control function family. And then armed with that knowledge, NDR provides you with the critical information for nearly all actions that you would take to protect your systems and data. You can't protect what you don't know you have. But once you know what you have and you know what behavior is normal, then you can protect those. NDR gives you that visibility into the system. But it doesn't just stop there. NDR then becomes the very first line of defense for the user to detect any threats. That's where the D comes from, detection. And so you have the great optic into what is normal. You have the great optic into what you need to identify and protect. But now you can detect what is unusual, what is an anomaly in your system. Finally, NDR, because it detects the things that are inbound or the things, the signal attributes, so to speak, of the data passing through your network, it provides the context, the knowledge, and the intelligence that you need as a user to effectively respond to critical cybersecurity incidents. And then finally, even indirectly, NDR supplements the recover process. You understand what was normal, what was the operating baseline of your system before you had a critical incident or a critical event. That then allows your users to return to what is normal with a high level of confidence.
And Mark, we mentioned your time and you kind of shared your time at the FBI, but during that time, you helped to track down and stop some pretty serious cyber criminals. So can you share some stories of those experiences and perhaps, what you learned from those experiences that you've been able to apply in your career since then?
Absolutely. I'm glad to talk about that. I got to tell you, there were a lot of things that I had the privilege of seeing, and it was a privilege serving in that capacity. But I would like to tell you the first one that comes to mind was a gentleman named Joseph Konopka, aka Dr. Chaos. He led a group of youth hackers, and they were basically anarchists up in north central Wisconsin. I was the case agent for that investigation from inception, from when it was opened, until when I testified against him. I even took a 14-page handwritten confession from him, which really sealed the deal. The young man was brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant. And he was the system administrator for a small ISP in north central Wisconsin. But what he did is he misused that position to engage in all manner of really, really bad insider misconduct, eventually even engaging in actions which seriously impacted some of our critical national infrastructures. But there are two lessons that right now I'd like to talk about that I learned from that investigation. And the first The first is the need for cooperation and collaboration at all levels. Local, county, state, and federal agencies all collaborated in that investigation, as did the private sector. Critical infrastructures such as electrical power utilities, some people in the broadcasting industry, and even agriculture, our agricultural base, they all cooperated. That case, that investigation would not have been successful without the engagement and involvement from the private sector, and certainly would not have been successful without cooperation and collaboration across multiple levels of law enforcement jurisdiction. The analogy I have here is how we at ExtraHop work closely with our customers. We collaborate with our customers specifically through this new security response service that we're offering. And we want to work with them to help them identify, to help them protect, and finally respond in their environment. You know, if necessary, we will be there as a collaborative partner to help our valued customers respond to critical events. You know, it's our privilege to do so. The second lesson that I learned that I really, you know, took home with me was how vulnerable our critical infrastructures, such as electrical power systems, manufacturing systems, and healthcare really are. And the reason they are vulnerable is because of their dependence on information systems at the supervisory, command, and enterprise layers. Because those systems are so dependent, even in the cloud now, because of the capability provided by ExtraHop's NDR to observe transmitted wire communication, it provides a huge advantage to the security and regulatory compliance efforts of those critical infrastructures.
Excellent. Mark, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm really looking forward to our next conversation.
Thank you very much, Hillary. It's great to be here.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. The Ground Truth is brought to you by ExtraHop, a cyber analytics and security provider specializing in cloud-native network detection and response for hybrid enterprises. To learn more about our sponsor, ExtraHop, visit extrahop.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.